Have you ever been on the outside looking in? Oh, I don't mean the outside of a building or the outside of an automobile or the outside of a ballpark or a circus tent or anything like that. All of us have experienced that. But I mean, have you ever felt like an outsider? Maybe when you were in high school, there was a special group of kids that you would have liked to have joined, but for some reason you were never able to win your way into the group. There was this little clique that you were never part of. Or maybe it happened down at the office with some of the other housewives in the neighborhood. You lived in the neighborhood for 4, 5, maybe 6 years, but you were never accepted by the other ladies. I recall a situation like this in the Marine Corps. This young man tried to be accepted by this little gang of young Marines, but he never made the grade. When they went on liberty, he was never invited to go along. When they went to the movies, he was never asked to go with them. He was always on the outside looking in. But here is where the layman has a tremendous advantage. He is out there among the people who need the gospel. He does not have to devise clever schemes to get in contact with the uncommitted. He's a man among them. This was the object of God's great search in the Old Testament. He told his prophet, "I sought for a man among them to make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it, and I found none." And this is God's great search today, to locate laymen and laywomen who daily rub shoulders with men and women in the marketplace, in the neighborhood, at the club, wherever, who will let their lights shine before men and live lives that glorify God. Paul reinforced this thought when he wrote to the Philippians to be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. Note the emphasis contained in the words "in the midst of" and "among whom." This is the layman's unique advantage. He or she is in the midst among them. Have you ever heard a preacher complain that the man on the street treats him differently? When he shows up, people usually tone down their swearing. They postpone their off-color jokes. They try to behave in a way that will not offend him. And, unfortunately, some preachers try to bridge that gap by telling a few off-color jokes of their own, just to prove they're real people. They sometimes include a mild swear word in their conversation, or have a cocktail or a beer, or light up a cigarette, to try to get into the group. They feel they are outside. They sense they are treated as outsiders. They are men of the cloth, called reverend or father, but not the layman. He's just plain old Gus, or Ernie, or Frank, or Peggy, or Susie, or Jane. No hurdles there. No need to try to bridge any gap to get over any barrier there. They are part of the bunch. Frank, the mechanic, has greasy knuckles right along with the rest of the mechanics. Gus works in the checkout stand at the supermarket, right beside the rest. Susie takes her coffee break with the rest of the gals. While the preacher has to scheme and plot to figure out ways to be accepted by the mass of humanity that surrounds him, old Ernie just walks in and sits down beside them. Isn't that tremendous? Think of the satisfaction this must bring to the heart of God as he surveys the world. You can almost hear him talk to the angel Gabriel. "See there, I've got a light glowing there at First National. See that one over there in the dime store, and there's one in the hospital. Men and women out there among them, shining as lights in the world."